T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Ask the Expert North Texas podcast. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's been a problem for police departments all over the country. They have a lot of empty uniforms that need bodies to fill them. What do police departments have to do to recruit new recruits? On the KRLD Zoom Room, we are joined by Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He is a former police officer and the founder of an organization called the Wounded Blue that helps wounded police officers. Lieutenant, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, appreciate you having me on. It's a very important topic.
It really is. How long has it been a problem for police departments in finding new recruits?
We began seeing a real diminishment in police recruiting about 3 or 4 years ago is when it really started becoming a major issue. You know, as we have seen, the anti-law enforcement lobby is very, very large. And the, you know, the significant watershed moments such as Ferguson, things began really heading downhill with Ferguson. And then with the riots after George Floyd's death, has exacerbated the situation. And now it's critical. Now we have become, it's become an issue that is literally costing lives.
It seemed like one day to the next, I was reading an article about all Texas law enforcement dealing with this issue. And then the next day was like, no, this is a nationwide problem. So it's not just in certain regions that we're seeing this this issue with trying to, or just even police. It's the sheriff's department, you know, our constables or whatnot. It's all law enforcement. So where do we start to chip away at this problem?
Well, this is believe it or not, this problem is just beginning. And we could, if we had a magic wand right now, and we could step back into time before all of the madness that caused all of this issue, it would still take almost probably 5 or 6 years to undo the damage that was done. Now we can't. Now we have lost thousands upon thousands of experienced law enforcement officers. And it's not just about putting a body in a uniform. You have institutional knowledge and you have wisdom that comes with being on the street, that comes with that badge. That's irreplaceable. It takes years. To become a competent police officer takes a minimum of 3 years. So, you know, we've seen, a wholesale retirement of cops around the country who just simply say, it's not worth it to me anymore. And now you have literally, in my new book that's coming out called Rescuing 911, The Fight for America's Safety, you have a police agencies that are not able to get one recruit. Mm-hmm. St. Louis PD, which is a major sized police department, but it is also right in the heart of the problem with political interference and the anti-law enforcement political environment there, they just gave a police test and no one showed up. It's unheard of. And we're seeing this diminishment in literally all over the nation. And it's a lot bigger an issue. It's not about just filling the bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Because if they can't get the number of qualified recruits that to take the test and then pass it and then enter into the process of going through the academy, going through field training, which takes more than a year, then what happens? these agencies are so starved for people, then they begin diminishing the requirements and lowering the standards. And this is a problem that could severely affect all of our communities.
You mentioned the fact that thousands of police officers are leaving the various forces. Where are they going? What are they doing with that expertise that they have gotten over the last decades?
Well, some are moving to more law enforcement friendly cities. Mm-hmm. For instance, Portland is down a tremendous amount because of their anti-law enforcement city council, mayor, and environment. Same thing with Seattle. And a lot of those officers are taking what's called lateral positions. So they're leaving Seattle and they're going to places that appreciate them. And the same thing in, so we got Portland, we got Minnesota, Minneapolis, and they're just leaving. They're going to different areas. But you also have a ton of cops who are retiring and, where they would stay 30 years, and the minute they have their time in, they're gone, right? They're just packing it in. And then on top of that, you have cops saying, it's just not even worth it for me anymore. So people who are literally in the midst of their careers are also leaving. Now, that's why we're having such a problem across the United States, because these men and women, mm-hmm, who have incredible knowledge, they cannot be replaced. They can't be replaced.
Let's talk about the recruiting efforts that these departments are doing right now. What's some of the creativity that they are having to conjure up?
Well, for the first time that I have seen in my long decades as a police officer and a commentator and journalist in policing, I'm seeing signing bonuses, mm-hmm, taking place, where one city is trying to lure away the experienced officers with a $5,000, $10,000. The highest I've seen is a $20,000 signing bonus that just come to us. We'll give you $20,000. And that's pretty dramatic.
What is
and
that
shows you that this is an issue. I mean, like, you, one of the things that I've seen and is interesting, is Governor DeSantis down in Florida actually came out with a PSA saying, hey, to all you officers that are not being appreciated up in Minneapolis, et cetera, come down to Florida. We appreciate our law enforcement down here. And you know what? The officers are that I deal with all the time. I literally deal with this topic every single day in both my role as a law enforcement journalist. My show is The Voice for American Law Enforcement. And so I talk to cops all the time about this issue, but also in my role as the founder of the Wounded Blue, which helps injured and disabled officers. So what's happening, cops are getting hurt at a much higher rate, and they're not, and once they get hurt, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
So as this word keeps spreading that they are not being, that they're being abused once they're hurt, I can't even, you're not going to be able to fathom this, but can you imagine a police officer shot in the line of duty and their department says, if you can't return in 1 year, we're going to fire you and not give you any benefits? That's happening in America right now. So police agencies need to step up to the plate. They need to honor these officers who are being injured in the line of duty, because that is affecting what other police officers are seeing, saying, why would I go to a department like that?
Yeah.
If they're not going to even have my back when I get hurt. And it's really, really, this issue is not going away.
Yeah.
I wish I could say it was, but I'm not seeing light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
Lieutenant Randy Sutton is a 30-year law enforcement veteran, also the founder of the Wounded Blue. Thank you so much for taking the time, Lieutenant.
Anytime. Thank you for having me. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.